Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person on this Tuesday, July the 13th, 2021. A very, very wet July morning. The weather has just been strange all summer. All I know is this has been the most humid summer that I can remember. And I can take the heat, I can take the cold, I can take most anything, but the humidity is just, that's one thing I don't like. That if that's a season, I don't like that season. I do not like humidity, so hopefully it will pass soon. We've got a big morning here on WWGH Radio because we have not done any giveaways for a while, and I want to do two big sets of giveaways this morning, one for each hour that we're on this morning. Now, the first thing I want to say, though, is that we have some things that have not been picked up that we have to address. Now, Charlene's elderberry jelly has been here for a couple weeks now. Now, Charlene, if you're out there, give me a call. Just tell me when you can pick it up, because we do want to get you your prize. Or if you don't want it, that's fine, too. And we can just give it to somebody else. But Charlene won the elderberry jelly quite a few weeks ago, and we do want to get this to somebody who wants to use it. So Charlene, if you're out there, give me a call. Let me know if you would like this or not. You can pick it up today between 4 or 5, but if, and I'm going to go through a couple pickups here. If the prizes are not picked up by, let's say, tomorrow, tomorrow at the end of the business day tomorrow, we'll just recycle these prizes. So you can pick them up today between 4 and 5. Tomorrow you can pick them up between 10 and 12 or 4 and 5. So those are the times to pick these up. The elderberry jelly for Charlene would be today between 4 and 5, or tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 1, or between 4 and 5 tomorrow. So that's the elderberry jelly. We also have a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay for Courtney. Same deal there, Courtney, if you can pick those up today between 4 and 5, or tomorrow 10 and 1, or 4 and 5, that would be great. And we also have a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay for Brenda. So Brenda, if you're listening, today 4 to 5, or tomorrow 10 to 1, or 4 to 5. So those tickets will be here waiting for you. And we're going to give away some more tickets here this morning on WWGH Radio. But before we do that, we have a whole bunch of new announcements. We've been getting things from the community quite a bit here that we need to give away. Oh, look at this, by the way. I'm getting a message here, a whole nother thing. Today, I'm being told, is National French Fry Day. National French Fry Day. How about that? Remember, we had National Donut Day a few weeks ago. And today is National French Fry Day. Who knew? Where are your favorite French fries from? Just call in at any time this morning. Where do you like your French fries? That's a very particular thing, French fries. I know a lot of people really like McDonald's. A lot of people like Wendy's with the sea salt. A lot of people like Burger King. But then there are people who just like to go to their own little eatery and get like the potato wedges, which I think are still called French fries, even though we call them potato wedges. Some people like to buy the ones in the bag at the store, and then they take them home and put them in the oven. Where do you get your... If you just want French fries, where do you go? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I don't know if there's anything going on for National French Fry Day today in the community, but if there is, we will pass that along to you. Now, As I said, I've got this litany of announcements we need to make here. Important stuff for you to know in the community. Okay, let's see here. Oh, Terry Cole, a sad passing of Terry Cole from his grandson yesterday. I did get funeral information. Terry Cole calling hours will be Wednesday tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. And then there will be a memorial service from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Snyder Funeral Home in Mount Gilead. So I said I would pass that along when I got it. Terry Cole, longtime WMRN radio personality, 19 years he was there. His calling hours will be tomorrow, Wednesday, from 2 to 6 p.m., and the memorial service will follow right after from 6 to 7 at the Snyder Funeral Home in Mount Gilead. And again, I got to work with Terry for several years at WMRN. He passed away at the age of 72 on Sunday from complications of COVID, unfortunately, this pandemic that continues on. So calling hours, Wednesday, 2 to 6, memorial service 6 to 7 at the Snyder Funeral Home in Mount Gilead. All right, we got this yesterday from Terry Tackett. There's going to be a benefit for Alice Renee Hildreth Saturday, August 14th, starting at 1 p.m. It's a $10 donation at the door. 5 and under are free. It's a spaghetti dinner, garlic bread, salad, 2 dressings. There'll be an auction, a Chinese raffle, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and much more. A poker run is scheduled for July 31st. Alice Renee was recently diagnosed with stage 1 invasive ductal carcinoma, breast cancer. Renee has opted to undergo a bilateral mastectomy with reconstructive surgery due to a long family history of cancer. As some may remember, she lost her mother in May of 2014 to stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Her middle sister is a breast cancer survivor in remission, and her father passed in 1985 at the age of 80 to colon cancer. Renee is the youngest child of 13, 10 boys, 3 girls. Renee and Keith have been married for 20 years and have been together for 26 years. They have no children except for their rescued fur babies, Foxy and I think it's Moochie. Renee is very active with her church, loves to sing, camp, and go fishing. Renee and Keith are fighting this cancer together and with the help of their family and friends. All donations are accepted, and you can contact them via their Facebook page at Renee's Rack Pack. Renee's Rack Pack. And Renee is R-E-N-E-E-S. So that's a big event. Saturday, August 14th, spaghetti dinner. Now, you know, honestly, on this paper, it does not say where the spaghetti dinner is, but I'm sure we'll get information as time goes on, or it'll be on the Facebook page. Okay, another free community event here. Steak and Shake on Sunday, July the 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. That's coming up right around the corner. Bring the whole family. There'll be live music. Free milkshakes. How about this? Free milkshakes. Bounce houses. Giant Jenga. I know some people who love the Jenga. Giant Connect 4 and more. Bring items from the list below of school supplies to help local schools and receive a coupon for a free milkshake on your next visit. How about this? You can bring crayons, markers, glue sticks, Ziploc bags, paper towels, baby wipes, pencils, dry erase markers, Play-Doh, pencil grips, erase caps, or Clorox wipes. And I'm sure these have to be new items. Again, that's a free event. How about this? Free milkshakes, giant bounce houses, giant Jenga, giant Connect 4, and more, and live music. That'll be Sunday, July the 18th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Steak and Shake here in Marion, out by Meyer. Don't miss that event. Now, we've got a vaccination, free vaccination clinic going on July the 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect July Festival, held at Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is offering the Moderna shot. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. That's 740-361-0781. A free vaccination clinic, July the 24th, 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect July Festival at the Prospect Park on July the 24th. We also have a big ice cream social carryout available at the Marion Salem United Methodist Church on the corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road in Clarendon. Inside and outside seating will be available. This is tomorrow, July the 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. They will be having chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, homemade noodles, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, pie, cake, coffee, tea, cold drinks, ice cream, and all is available for carryout as well as sit down. That is the Ice Cream Social coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, July 14th, 5 to 7 p.m., Marion Salem United Methodist Church here in Marion County, 1640 Salem Road in Clarendon. So don't miss that, and I will be attending that event. So I'm excited to be able to go to that event. It's been a long time since I have been to an ice cream social, so this will be a lot of fun. Okay, let's see here. Now we're going to do some giveaways. Let's see. We've got Columbus Zoo tickets here, and we've got, we still have, of course, our Zumbezi Bay, and we have, let me see here. We're going to see something, hold on a second, bear with me here. We're going to see something in regard to National French Fry Day here, and see how this goes. Because we like to recognize these days. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you haven't given us an update on your tomato plant.
You know what? I got to tell you, this is exciting because on Friday I went out and there is a little green tomato on the tomato plant. And then I went out last night and there was another little green tomato. So I was worried because when I planted it in the yard, it was so rocky. The soil was so hard. I wasn't sure if it would take root, but apparently it has.
It's looking quirky and stuff.
Yeah, it's looking good. The whole plant looks good. It's growing. It's probably, I would say, at least 3 foot tall now. And it does have two tomato buds on it. You know, I don't know how long it takes for a tomato to grow to from that little tomato bud to a full tomato.
You're probably looking at least a month, I would say.
Yeah, but it was so nice to see that the tomatoes were appearing on there.
Tomato plants depend a lot on your bees and stuff for pollination, too. They're a type of plant that needs pollinated like that.
Yeah, well, you know, and there, I have another tomato plant. It's weird you bring this up today because I have another tomato plant that was not doing very well. And last night, Angie actually nursed it back to health because it looked like it was dying in the pot. And so last night, Angie and I planted that in the ground. So it's in the ground now as well. So we'll see how that one goes.
Have you done a fertilizer on them?
Yeah, we did fertilize the second one. I don't think the first one ever got any fertilizer, but it's doing just fine.
Especially if they start looking bad, you know, a shot of fertilizer, you know, can really help them.
Well, I'm excited for this because, like I say, I've never done this before, and the fact that it's coming along so well, and, you know, even though I'm not a huge fan of this rain and humidity, I think the rain is helping the progress on this.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's coming along just fine. I got to look at the one on the side of the house here that our friend planted and see how it's coming along. I didn't get a chance to do that last week. But yeah, the one in my yard is coming along. I've got two little tomatoes on it right now. So it's exciting to watch that come along.
And you can try your fried green tomato.
I can try my... Yeah, do you have a favorite place? It's a French fry day. Is there a favorite place where you go to get French fries?
Well, I like Rowley's.
Rowley. Now, what
Rowley's
is it about...
McDonald's. I like McDonald's fries.
What is it about Rowley's that you like?
It's that seasoning on them.
See, I was having a conversation the other day with somebody. I think that's a somebody told me it's not a spicy seasoning, but I think it is.
Well, yeah, to me, it's not really, but, you know, to somebody don't like heat, you know, it could be a little spicy, I would say.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I think it's, I don't know.
McDonald's are good, except they're very temperature sensitive. If you don't get to them when they're fresh, if they set, they just ain't no good.
Well, that's the problem with McDonald's, but boy, I'll tell you, you know when you get a fresh McDonald's set of fries.
Yeah, they're great, but other fries, you know, when they're a little thicker, you know, they can set for a while, and you can eat them when they're cold, and they're still all right, but not a McDonald's fry.
You're right. They kind of dissipate. But I, see, my favorite are Wendy's, if I'm going to go to a fast food place. There's something about that sea salt that they use. I really like a Wendy's fry.
Yeah, that's a thicker cut fry they use, I think, too.
Yeah, now, to be honest with you, I can't tell you the last time I ate a Burger King fry, probably when I was in Pennsylvania. I know we stopped at a Burger King, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, they got a good fry. I'd say they're a little thicker fry like Wendy's, too.
Now, is there a local place where you like to go and get fries?
No, you know, small mom-and-pop place.
Yeah, just something that would be local here to Marion.
The only thing I can think of is Arby's, their curly fry.
Yeah, Arby's has a good...
Stewart's, they got the curly fries.
Now, I'm not sure that I've ever had French fries at Stewart's. I've had chicken sandwiches over there, but I don't know if I've ever had a curly fry.
I've never had their chicken sandwich. I've had their footlongs and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's National French Fry Day
today.
They
have deep-fried mushrooms and cauliflower, too.
Now, see, I like cauliflower, so I bet I would like the deep-fried cauliflower.
Yeah, I like mushrooms deep-fried. A lot of places don't have that.
Really?
Yeah, Dairy Queens have it, but, you know, a lot of fast food places don't have that.
So you're going to go out and get some fries today?
I doubt it.
No curly fries today. Just pass by National French Fry Day.
Yeah, I can eat them any day. I don't need an excuse.
I understand. Well, thanks for calling this morning.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep, the update on the old tomato plant. All right, I think another call will be coming in here momentarily. 740-383-9944. By the way, last night Angie made some homemade pizza, and boy, was it delicious. And when I say homemade, I'm talking homemade from top to bottom. The crust was homemade. It was just delicious. It had a thick crust. See, I am not a fan of the thin crust pizza. And this had a really thick, fluffy crust, and I liked it. It was delicious. Pepperoni and cheese on homemade crust last night was what I had for dinner, and that was very good. And then I went out and planted that other tomato plant, and hopefully it will grow like the first one has. I have the two little tomatoes now growing on my tomato plant. Now I think we've got a call coming in here. Hopefully, we have a call coming in here. 740-383-9944 here on National French Fry Day. Let's see what happens, and then we'll get into our giveaways this morning. Now, our questions this morning are going to be a lot of fun. Last night, I went through some trivia and found some new, I think, good trivia questions that everybody will like. And I think they're easy enough to where people will not have to Google, which will be fun, because it's nice when you know the answer and you can just call right in. you beat a lot of other people out. But today, National French Fry Day here on WWGH Radio, and I guess across the United States. And also do want to mention that Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today, 4 to 5 p.m., and the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on 2:10 until 3 p.m. Now, I think that there is some spice added to Rally's Fries, and nothing wrong with that if you like Rally's Fries, but every time I go there, I think there's some kind of barbecue-ish seasoning on these fries. But people always, oh, no, they're just regular fries. I don't think they are regular fries. I think there's something to those fries. Now, when it comes to the mom-and-pop shops around here, which basically are just the locally owned businesses, I cannot remember having too many fries from any of those places. I don't think I've ever had fries at Jersey. I don't remember having fries at Stewart's. As the caller said, he liked the fries over there. You know, I wonder how they make their fries. I wonder if there's a machine, or do they just use a knife and cut the potato? See, that's the difference, in my opinion, between a local shop and a national shop. A local shop probably, you know, cuts their own French fries, but a national shop does not. Okay, let's see here. Now, I'm being told that Jersey doesn't have fries. Well, maybe that's why I've never had any there. Well, let's get into our trivia here. Now, we do have, and I can't wait to give away these tickets to the zoo, Zumbezi Bay, and the wilds. Okay, 38 minutes past the hour. Now, what'll happen is, call in, answer a question correctly, I'll put you in the drawing, and then we will draw at the end of the first hour, and we'll do the same thing at the end of the second hour as well. Now, here is the trivia this morning. Now, we're doing catchphrases. So, what you have to do is tell me the person who said these catchphrases. Are you ready? Oh, there's fry cutters out there, I'm being told. You buy a fry cutter, and you're off and running. Good things to learn here on National French Fry Day. All right, who said this? Here we go. His signature catchphrase is, "Shh, be very, very quiet, I'm hunting wabbits." Who said that? 740-383-9944. His signature catchphrase is, "Shh, be very, very quiet, I'm hunting wabbits." Whose catchphrase is that? 740-383-9944. Again, you will go into a drawing here in the first hour to win a pair of tickets from somewhere. I thought we'd get a quick answer on this one. Go ahead, caller.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd, you have got it right. What's your name, sir?
Roger.
Roger, you are in the drawing. Thank you, Roger.
Okay.
Roger got it right. It is Elmer Fudd. All right, let's go down to the next one. Oh, here, we've got somebody else calling in, I think, to tell us it's Elmer Fudd. Okay, here's the next one. He ended many shorts with, "That's all, folks." All right, does anybody know who that was? Give me a buzz. It's going to be who's ever quickest on the trigger this morning. He ended many shorts with, "That's all, folks." Who is that? 740-383-9944. Who's going to be the quickest to the telephone? This is one of the classic lines in the history of classic lines. Okay, here we go. This could be our answer. I suspect it is. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Porky Pig?
Porky Pig. You have got it. Got you in, Judy. Thank you.
Okay, I can't believe I remembered that.
You remembered Porky Pig, old Porky Pig.
Well, my memory's not good anymore, so.
And, well, you pulled that one out of the sky.
Okay.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Judy's in with Porky Pig here this morning. So we've got Judy and Roger in. All right, it's time for, oh, and somebody again who was a little late on the go here. So we will go on to our third question this morning. He repeatedly attempts to catch the Roadrunner. Now, who is that? He repeatedly attempts to catch the Roadrunner. Does anybody know who that is? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're the one that buys your tomatoes. Depending on the type of tomatoes, it's usually 65 to 70 days.
Now, is that from the time you plant or the time you start to see the tomatoes?
No, from the time you plant.
There
are different varieties, whether depending on whether it's a cherry tomato or a Roma or a Big Boy or a beefsteak or a Mountain Fresh. They're all different. It usually tells you on the tag that matures in 60 days, 65 days, 70 days. I've got a group of cherry tomatoes that there's probably 200, at least 200 tomatoes on the vine. And they ripen in stages. But they've been in the ground now, let's see, I put them in May 16th, so it'll be 60 days Thursday. And I've already had some that have ripened now. And I got a bunch more tomatoes on the vine, so.
Well, you know, I still have the tag in the ground. I'm going to have to look at the tag on the ripen date, but
they'll tell you on the tag.
Yeah, because I planted.
They do a lot of research on that, so.
Yeah, I planted these probably back around the beginning of May, so it's been probably about 60 days, and I'm starting to see these little tomatoes form now, which is good.
What type of tomato is it?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I cannot remember. I think it's just it's the bigger tomato. I know that. I know it's not the cherry tomato.
Big Boy or a beefsteak or a better boy.
Yeah, something like that. But I don't know which one. I picked it up over at that Groovy Plant Ranch in Marengo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to check the tag tonight and see where we are. Now, the other one, I planted it at the same time, but it had a bad spell. But now it's back to life, and now it's in the ground. So I'll have to see how that one comes along.
Yeah, it's usually 60 to 70 days. That's a good range there. Now, you said you don't fertilize them?
I think the second one was fertilized, but no, I don't think the first one was.
Mine get a little fertilizer on the ground every week. Every week. So the problem is your tomatoes need protein, they need nitrogen, and they need calcium. And if they don't get those three ingredients, you'll get what the black, they'll turn black on the bottom or they won't be good size and they won't ripen properly. They take a lot of care and they should be watered at least twice a day.
Now, what do you do with all these tomatoes?
Eat them.
All those cherry tomatoes?
My cherry tomatoes we put on salads. You just eat them like candy, cut them up, put them in salads and different things. They're good.
Now, on National French Fry Day, where do you like your French fries from?
Well, I like Wendy's. Have you ever had Steak and Shake fries?
I've had Steak and Shake fries.
They're like julienne fries. They're little tiny ones.
Yeah, they not bad at all. They kind of remind me of McDonald's, just not as salty.
About half size.
Yeah.
Raleigh's got good fries too. If you like a seasoned fry, it's got like a seasoned salt on it.
Yeah, well, the Raleigh's fries are kind of red or orangish, so to me, they've obviously got some kind of seasoning on them.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, well, have some fries today. It's National French Fry Day.
Wonder if anybody's giving any away since it's National Fry Day.
I haven't heard anything yet, but you never know.
I haven't either.
You never know.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All the tomato Story continues here. 46 minutes past the hour. All right, our last trivia question. He repeatedly attempts to catch the Roadrunner. Who is that? Go ahead, caller.
It's going to be Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote, you have got it right here. Can you imagine that? All right, what's your name, sir?
Put Bob in.
Put Bob in?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob, okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bob's in the competition here this morning with that one. Okay. Next question. This character's signature line is, I thought I saw a putty tat. And that's exactly how it's written. Written. See, you can't speak after you say this stuff. His character's signature line is, I thought I saw a putty tat. Who said that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Tweety.
Tweety Bird, you have got it right. Now, can you say that line?
No. You did a good job.
It's very tongue-twisting.
Yep.
You're in.
Have you ever had any of the yellow tomatoes?
No, where do you get the yellow tomatoes?
Well, I always just grew them, but they're low in acid. They're pretty tasty. So, but if you battle with, like, canker sores or any of that, a lot of people like the yellow tomatoes because they're low in acid.
Now, do you have to buy the yellow tomatoes?
You know, at Kroger, I've seen all kinds. I've even seen green tomatoes for sale there at Kroger, but ain't nothing like, you know, going out in the backyard, and nothing can compare to just picking them off the vine.
Now, I thought green tomatoes, though, were unripened tomatoes.
They are, but I've never bought green tomatoes from the store because I just don't think that'd be as good as going out in the backyard and picking some and frying them.
Hmm. Well, I wonder how long it takes before a green tomato will turn red.
Well, that is kind of tricky. So when they start coming on, you want to, if you're going to fry them, you got to watch, because once they start turning even a little red, for me anyway, I've even heard of people frying them when they're red, but I like them. When I fry green tomatoes, I like them to be good and green and still pretty hard.
And that's the difference. They're a little harder.
Mm-hmm. I am like the other caller. I planted my tomatoes on the 16th of May, and I got a lot of little cherry tomatoes. Boy, they're just taking over. I probably got me about a couple hundred.
Now, what are you going to do with all your tomatoes?
The little cherry ones, like he said, Lord, you can just eat them like candy. That's just, I mean, I can eat them by the handful. Whatever we don't put in, like, you know, our food, the cooking, whatever, you just can give them away. They don't ever go to waste. If I have any leftover, any vegetables leftover, because I have more than just tomatoes. I have peas, carrots, cucumbers, peppers. I'll just put it in like a basket or something and put it on the table in the break room at work and share.
Well, that's nice.
Well, I'm a nice person.
Do you put any dip on these things?
Well, I think I've told you before, I could put ranch on just about anything.
Yeah, ranch is very good.
Yeah, ranch is what makes the world go round.
There you go. Well, you're in the contest. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, it was Tweety Bird. That is 100% correct. All right, let's go on to our next question here. Okay. This French skunk is consistently in search of love and appreciation. You know, I know a lot of people like that. Does anybody know? Oh, I think I got the bad pen here again. I'm throwing this pen away. Okay, here we are. The question is, if I can find it now after all that ink mess, that must be the bad pen that I had a hold of. The skunk that's looking for love. Go ahead, caller.
LePew.
LePew, what's the first name?
I can't think of a first name.
Oh, you're close here. Close. What is the full name of the skunk that is constantly in search of love and appreciation? Does anybody know who that is? 740-383-9944, as I'm in the ink mess again. Go ahead, caller.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. Now, do you think in France they say Pepe Le Pew? Le Pew?
I don't know in France if they even know about Pepe Le Pew.
Well, it's sad if they don't, because he's a big star here.
Yes, he is.
Do they still play Looney Tunes anywhere?
I can't tell you. I don't know. Well, yes, I do. No, I don't. My granddaughter watches cartoons, but I don't think any of them are the Looney Tunes.
You know what's interesting? What kind of psychopath would take a broken ink pen and stick it back in the pen cup here?
Well, it's got to be Glenn.
It could be Glenn. Now I've got black ink all, and you know, this has been an ongoing process here, and I think I found the one this morning.
Throw the pen away.
I did. I just got rid of it.
Okay.
But well, I hope it hasn't rubbed off on the other pens. Where do you get your favorite fries?
I make them.
Oh, you make yours at home?
Yeah, I make mine at home.
Now, do you have a fry maker, or do you do, like, potato wedges?
No, I like them thin, so I cut my potatoes real thin and fry them so they're crispy.
Hmm.
A little bit of salt.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Mary in. Mary in. It is Pepe Le Pew. All right. He is a black duck noted for his lisping voice and zany behavior. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. He is a black duck noted for his lisping voice and zany behavior. Does anybody know who this is? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck, of course. Can you imagine somebody would put this old ink pen in here? This old broken ink pen?
No.
That's terrible, isn't it? Where do you like your French fries from?
To tell you the truth, I've never really ordered maybe once or twice French fries ever out.
Really?
I have eaten McDonald's probably once and Arby's. That's one thing I just never did order. I don't know why.
Well,
but I was going to tell you, Scott, on your tomato plant, down at Jackson, there used to be a mushroom, I think, plant down there. My niece worked at it. And my uncle would get their fertilizer. I don't know how you went up and got it and stuff, but his cabbage and what he grew, the cabbage were huge. So I don't know what they used in their fertilizer, but his garden was something else.
Fertilizer down in Jackson.
Yeah, they had a mushroom plant, and I guess maybe people could go get that after they, you know, they grew the mushrooms or whatever they grew it in. His cabbage and stuff was huge, so.
Oh, sounds
good. And
this
is years ago. We're talking about 30 years ago and stuff, so. But it depends, I think, on what fertilizer you use. Sometimes how good your plants do and stuff.
I think that's right, and I know if I have put fertilizer on this, it has not been a whole lot. Now, the first plant, I don't think I've fertilized at all, but I think the second one, which is not doing so well, there has been a little fertilizer, but it's still very small. It's going to be a while before it does anything, but it's in the ground as of last night.
Oh, yeah, because I know a regular cabbage, but his would be, really big. I remember they're just huge cabbage, and his tomato plants and everything just were, it was in that mushroom fertilizer, and everything, so.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's move on to another question here this morning. He is depicted as a tall, overweight rooster with a southern accent. Does anybody know who this was? He is depicted as a tall, overweight rooster with a southern accent. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Roger, Judy, Bob, Sarah, Mary, Sarah. Did we get Sarah in here twice? I don't remember that. And Judy in. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. You have got it. He was one of my favorites, the old Foghorn.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We've got you in again, Roger. Thank you. Roger's in the competition twice this morning with Foghorn Leghorn. Okay, two more to go here, then we'll do the drawing. His wife addresses him as Claude, but he is commonly referred to as Taz. Who is that? 740-383-9944. His wife addresses him as Claude, but he is commonly referred to as Taz. Who am I talking about? 740-383-9944. I don't think Sarah's in this twice. I must have written her name twice when I wrote Judy's name down twice. We've got Roger in twice, Judy in twice, Bob in, Sarah in, and Mary in at this particular point. And we're going to put two more people in. We've still got two more questions. Well, this one right now, with 57 minutes left to go. Who else is going to get in on this competition on National French Fry Day? We're looking for the answer to the question. His wife addresses him as Claude, but he is commonly referred to as Taz. Who is this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who am I talking about here? Well, this must have stumped everybody. We were on a nice, steady climb there with these questions. Does anybody know who this is? His wife addresses him as Claude, but he is commonly referred to as Taz. 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Maybe somebody's got it here. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be the Tasmanian Devil?
That would be the Tasmanian Devil. I didn't know his name was Claude.
I didn't know that.
No, that's news to me here. The things you can learn. No, thanks for calling.
Sure.
The things you can learn on this show, the Tasmanian Devil, absolutely. Now Mary's in twice here this morning. All right, here's our final question this hour. He is depicted as a gun-slinging prospector or cowboy with an intense hatred of rabbits. Does anybody know who this is? 740-383-9944. He is depicted as a gun-slinging prospector or cowboy with an intense hatred for rabbits. 59 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. We have got Roger, Judy, Bob, Sarah, Mary, all in the competition here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam. Now, he was one of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too.
Absolutely. I got you. Ralph, where do you get, do you like your fries from?
Well, I usually make my own.
Oh, you make your own too?
Yeah,
Do you have a fry maker?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? So what do you put on yours? Just salt?
No, I use some. Sometimes I do the vinegar.
Vinegar. A lot of people like the vinegar on their fries. I was trying to think the other day if I've ever had vinegar on my fries.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try it out.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks, Ralph.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Ralph is in. So those are our questions for hour number one. Now, remember, we're going to do this again in hour number two, so don't stray very far. But now let's do our drawing here. Now, these are going to be for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo here. So, and you can pick these up today between 4 and 5. Between 4 and 5 today, you can pick up these prizes, or this prize. Okay, our winner today looks like, if we shuffle these around, looks like it is going to be Sarah. So Sarah, you're the big winner today. Lucky you. getting in on that question. You've won a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. You can pick those up between 4 and 5 today. We're going to do some more trivia around the corner. Don't go anywhere today on this National French Fry Day.
I don't care what I said to you then. Yes, I'll never forget that.
Now, wait a second. So he told you you stunk, but who booked you again?
No, he had me on a contract.
Oh, so he had
he signed me for so many spots.
So he had to put you on.
Well, he really didn't. He could have paid me off, you know. He had me on again.
So after he said you stunk, when you came back the second time, what was the mood there?
Well, he said you stunk worse the second time. Shecky, I want to tell you something. You were worse tonight than you were the time before. Now, you're going to... I said, that's my act. That's what I'm doing intentionally. I'm intentionally stinking it up. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
do you want to come back and do that again? Yes. And I'll really stink this time, Ed. My God, you'd be so, they'll turn you off.
Oh, my God. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from